Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, Indigenous women over 30 amongst most disadvantaged job seekers, new report finds. Look, with that, we're going to have a chat with Nicole Dwyer, Sister Workshop Australia Chief Executive. On the line, Nicole, good morning, Sister. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. And you're based down in Adelaide, are you?
I am. I'm freezing down here in Adelaide.
Cold country.
And thinking of you, nice and warm where you are.
Warm up here in Cairns and singlet and shorts, having a yarn to you. Sister, thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important conversation. We're talking about our First Nation women, over 30 amongst most disadvantaged job seekers, a new report finds. So this is sad. I mean, we're talking about the 21st century here. A lot of our women over 30 find it hard to get a job. Is that across the board with all industries? And what would be the cause of it?
Yeah, so we've been publishing this report for a while now, and we've been looking at that data that maybe doesn't often get a light shone on it from different areas, and we're definitely picking up that older women, both First Nations and non, but particularly First Nations older women, are getting locked out of the job market. In terms of some of the reasons for it, we're definitely seeing women who maybe their kids have grown up and wanting to return to work and have kind of got their confidence a bit shaken from not being in the job market for a while.
Yes.
And, wanting, I guess,
A bit daunting for them, you would say. You know, if you're looking after your children for last 10-odd years and then they've come of age, or then you're right enough to work, but you're stepping into an industries or industries that are now more computerized or whatever the case may be, it could be daunting for our Indigenous women.
Yeah, it definitely is. And I think there is a confidence and a skills gap, but there shouldn't be, because employers are very keen. You know, there are low unemployment rates at the moment, and there's skill shortages everywhere. And, you know, my message out there is, whatever you want to do, you can do it.
Exactly.
There's lots of job roles, and if you just need a little bit of help, the help's there too to jump in. But yeah, it is a little bit daunting, but there's lots of support to get digital skills up if that's a concern.
Exactly.
Yeah, and just knowing what's around.
Nicole, I'd always say this as well. All of us, all human beings, we're all students for life.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we always learn when we go to a new field or a new job or whatever. Always new, something new to learn. But the other thing too is most companies, most organizations, most businesses will invest in their staff. So if you come on board, we're going to invest in you to keep you long term and train you up and put you through the education that's required to enhance you, to enhance our company, our organisation, to move forward,
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I think we used a case study in our report of Marissa, who got a great job down in Bunnings. And I know, you know, for example, they actively look at older workers. You know, that's their strategy. And, you know, a lot of these companies also have great reconciliation action plans. So they're actively looking for First Nation employees.
Yes.
And they will lots of support for new employees in terms of training and flexibility. So that's probably one of the other areas, is a lot of older women may not be looking for full-time work, but maybe part-time work. And sometimes that's hard to get your foot in the door.
Yeah. And I will say this, a lot of our Indigenous organisations are looking for our black people to become staff members as well.
Yeah, crying out. So
exactly.
I think sometimes the perception is it's not available, but it really is. I think it's just that confidence step that, you know, it's there. Just ask for help and, yeah, there'll be lots to support you to grab, you know, jump back in.
Yeah.
But probably one of the other areas we're seeing at the moment impacting is housing. So I think,
of course,
that's probably the biggest barrier we're seeing.
The necessity of life.
To jump back into the workforce is everyone is really struggling with, you know, rents going up, possibly losing rentals that people have had, and trying to get back into that stable housing. So, you know, if you can't get a house, it's really hard to.
Of course, well, there's necessity of life, isn't it, Nicole?
So we're seeing that housing crisis that's around the country at the moment, probably the biggest issue stopping people getting into work.
Exactly. Nicole, can you hear me there? No, I lost Nicole. That's Nicole Dwyer. I'll try and get her back. Nicole Dwyer, she's a chief executive for Work School Australia. And we're just talking about the new report has found Indigenous women over 30 amongst most disadvantaged job seekers. So sad. We'll try and get her back and continue that yarn. Nicole, you there, sister?
Yeah, I am, Trevor.
Yeah, got you back. So, like, a very important space there. You were talking about housing and one of the biggest problems as well. I mean, higher rents and what have you, which cause havoc. But we're talking necessities. You need a foundation, you know, at home, a roof over your head, you know, food, what have you, to then go out and get a job. And confidence comes with that, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're worrying about your next meal and a roof over your head, it's very hard to worry about much else.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, you know, that's probably the biggest issue, I think, facing people at the moment trying to get back into the workforce. You've got to get that stuff sorted first and then worry about getting a job. Yeah.
Well, that just shows you the government needs to do more in that space when we're talking about necessities, a roof over your head in the 21st century, and people are getting evicted or can't afford the rent, and it just causes havoc, then a snowball effect, you know, argument with the other half, can't feed the kids, mental state as well as physical state. It's not a good space, is it?
Yeah, no. So it's pretty hard to sit down and write an application letter when there's no internet and no phone and it's a bit chaotic at home. So and as I said, there's lots of help. You know, it's just don't feel shy about asking for help because it is there. But the housing space is probably the one area that, you know, there's just not enough houses at the moment and the rents are too high.
Well, I will go so far as to be put all cards on the table when you're applying for a job or when you're in the interview. You say, listen, I'll tell you where I'm at. I'm struggling with rent here. You give me a job, I can be a number one staff person for you and I could be committed to you and, you know, have all cards on the table. You know, when you're showing that eagerness and that keenness, I'm not employing you for your skills but for your attitude. I love your attitude. Let's talk, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And what we know too is with our older workers, they've got great work ethics.
Yes.
And they're keen, they're reliable, they're mature, they provide better customer service, all of those things.
Yes.
So, if you are an older worker, especially an older female, all I can say is the jobs are there, you can get them, you just need that little bit of connection. There's plenty of help.
Exactly. We've got to reach out and we've got to help each other, my sister. Nicole, a very good yarn, a very important yarn. Thank you very much. All the best to you and your team, your family. You stay safe, stay warm, and we'll talk soon, Nicole. Come and visit us here in Cairns.
Yeah, my pleasure. Lovely speaking to you, Trevor.
You take care, Nicole. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn. Then Nicole Dwyer, her name is, Work School Australia, Chief Executive, and just talking about the sad report has found Indigenous women over 30 amongst most disadvantaged job seekers. And look, all different reasons for that. Housing, higher rents, but also some of our women have just come out of being mother for life, but in regard to the children are now of age that they can help in regard to the household, then now the mothers can get out there and get a job. But just walking back into the workforce can be daunting. 5 years, it changes because of technology and what have you. But look, it's great to see. Stay tuned. Add to the conversation. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
connection to Mother Earth. Breath of life brings you birth into.
It's you.
Oh, you'll share your treasures with me.
Fill up my color when I need. Cause since I got your back,
we bloom, we sacrifice. We live, we love, we laugh, we cry and we bleed and we nurture. We bloom, we sacrifice. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
To Dilly, that's Thursday Island Black Paradise here on your Dilly program. National Talk Black, have you saying yarn up strong. Dilly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. Coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong, your mob too, Dilly. All right, great news for a mob here in Cairns. Colour Stone is an Aboriginal Australian band we all know of, whose members all originate from the Canoomba Mission, west of Ceduna, South Australia, and the band performs using guitar, bass, drums, and Aboriginal instruments, didgeridoo, and clapsticks as well, and they're going to be performing here for the NAIDOC celebrations. But I'm going to catch up with you now, Jason Scott and Bunna Laurie on the line. Good morning. Hello, gentlemen.
Yeah, good morning.
Who we got, Jason? Jason Bunner?
Yeah.
Hello.
I'm Bunner, I'm Jason.
Yeah, hello to you both. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good, yeah.
Yeah, good, Dilly. Thank you. Before we start, I'll start with you, Bunner. Who you mob? Where are you from? Let the mob know.
I'm from the Mirning people, from the Nullarbor in South Australia, and it goes over the border as well. But that's all my country there. Well, my grandfather's Mirning and my grandmother's Wirringo. So that's all my country that way. From, you know,
beautiful footprint.
West of Ceduna and east of Ceduna.
Beautiful footprint. Thank you, my brother. And Jason, who you mob? Where you from, brother?
I'm from Ceduna.
Yes.
The Nullarbor.
Yes.
Great Australian Bight. From Mirning and the Wirringu.
Yeah, too deadly. Now, thank you so very, very much for coming to the program. Good to be yarning with you, you deadly brothers. Now, we have Colour Stone coming to Cairns for NAIDOC. Exciting to have you guys. Tell us about, when's the last time you've been to Cairns?
just trying to think.
Been a while, eh?
Yeah, been a while.
Shut up. We're going to badmouth you on Facebook, so it's good that you're coming now.
Oh, yeah. We've been all of the communities, Yarrabah, the whole lot, that way, right through. No. Right up to Bamingan, Thursday Island, the whole lot.
Yeah.
Edwardstown, Bumper.
Has been a while, eh?
Bumper Road, Edward River.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. So tell us about the band. How long Coloured Stone been operating for? For decades. Tell us about
45. We've gone on to 46 years.
46 years, brother. So tell us how it all started. And the originals, all on board. Tell us the story, please.
Well, I'm the original one. Jason's good as original because he started playing when he was 13 years of age on the drums.
He still had Kimby's on, Huggy's on, eh?
Well, he's approaching the 50 mark soon.
Yeah, beautiful. Yes, yes.
So, you know, one of our original lead guitarists passed on, Bunny the Rabbit, we call him, Bruce.
Yes, okay.
He's the original guitarist on Black Boy, but he passed on. So, yeah, and we had another fellow, Salomon, there, and he's doing his own thing there. So, you know, we've got Jason playing lead now, and I was the original drummer too, and still the original singer, and still the singer today, and the original singer.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And from drums to the rhythm, and when my brother jumped off the rhythm, I jumped straight on the rhythm because it's much easier then.
Exactly, exactly. Now, Bunny, when you look at it, it's...
Going deaf when you sit down and bashing the drums away and trying to sing.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I wore them all out, that's what you reckon.
Exactly, exactly. Hey, can you hear me there?
Outrun them all.
Can you hear me?
You there?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hey? Can you hear me?
Hello?
No, we'll call you back. That's Bunny Laurie and Jason Scott. How bad the phones happen when we're talking to legends? Legends, Coloured Stone, they're coming to Cancel with NAIDOC. We'll try and get him back. We will get him back and continue that deadly yarn. But congratulations to the NAIDOC committee here in Cairns, having these deadly brothers, this deadly band, to perform here in Cairns for NAIDOC this year. So, look, fantastic. We'll try and get him back and continue that yarn. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. You can always text a brother as well, and that's 045-714-0550. And I think I have the boys back online. My brothers, you there?
Yeah.
White fella make it, black fella break it. So sorry. Got you now.
Yeah, hey. Yeah. Unwanted spirit.
Unwanted spirit. Unwanted spirit.
Getting cheeky.
Tickling us. Too deadly. Look, thank you. So tell us about when you look at the band, I mean, you're performing. It also become a business entity, making money off it, but it's also a tool, a vehicle for telling our stories as First Nation people here in Australia, yes?
Yeah, well, we've tried for years and years to get to this point, and, you know, we've run into brick walls, and, you know, we broke a lot of barriers and walls, and and here we are still, you know, powering on with the songs like Black Boy and Dancing in the Moonlight, and now that, you know, powerful new songs that we have now, you know, it tells a story in A Poison Planet. It's about how we should be caring for country and doing the right thing by the country, like our ancestors said for the last 65,000 years,
exactly.
Which is very important. We teach white fellas, we teach other black fellas who've lost their culture or, you know, went the wrong way in their lives. So this is what it's all about. And music is a medicine. Love is a medicine. Music is a medicine. And our culture is our main medicine, you know. So that's the thing that we do. You know, it heals people everywhere we go and playing our music and our songs.
Yeah, I got goosebumps here, my brother. So very true. And we're using this vehicle, music, as the tool, as the, well, you mentioned medicine, you know. But when we talk about our ancestors who've gone before us and overlooking us, you know what I mean, and our activists who are fighting for our existence as such, your music it was a part of that acknowledgement and who we are and being strong, eh, brother?
And it still is, brother.
Yes. It still is, you know. Yes. And that's the thing that kept me alive and us alive, and, you know, to teach our brothers and sisters and our relatives, you know, how to go about with music and your culture. You put them together, you can't go wrong, you know, your culture, and do the right thing, you know,
beautiful.
What our forefathers and grandfathers and grandmothers have done in the past for us and to get us where we are today. So it's very important that we teach, you know, it's an education to this music, to the young and the younger generation that's come up for the future generation. So from the past to the present, you know, we still have to do these things and push and push and push until we finally get the understanding, learn, listen. You know, learning in a language means listen, learn, understand and observe. And if you get that, you get wisdom, you get knowledge. You know, that takes you, you know, far as you can go, from here to Mars or to the moon if you want.
Exactly, exactly. And here we are at the platform of voice to Parliament. And so the music is a key tool there. vehicle we can use in helping that get over the line, if that's the case. And if not, voice to Parliament, then treaty. We are in the 21st century, and we still don't have a treaty with our First Nation people. So we
that's
use
right.
all the tools that are available, and music, colour stone, is one of the tools.
Yep. 230 years gone now, and here we are still trying to get a voice.
Yeah.
You know, we got the voice, but, you know, they won't let us in that circle.
True. Look, fantastic. So you're coming to...
in that Gurawari. Gurawari is the circle of life that is supposed to be all about sharing and caring.
Kurawari.
But it's not happening.
Yeah, it's not happening. True. So in regards to family members, do you have young ones that are coming on board to be a part of Colour Stone? Tell us that story.
Yeah, we're trying to get as much as we can. You know, when we go... Like, you know, this year and last year, we've done lots of work trip out in the bush communities up about Tannin Creek.
Yes.
You know, just really remote communities. You know, we still tour to a lot of our remote communities. So, you know, that's why they love us, because we take our music to them and we do a workshop for them and we teach them about music, explain about the songs, how to write songs, and explain about, you know, how we used to sell colouring bottles, you know, to buy a loaf of bread and to get where we are today, you know.
Exactly.
You know?
From little things, big things grow. We should make a song.
Yeah, you've got to be determined. You know, you've got to be determined.
Have
your dream, you know, in your sights, you know, your goals. You've got to have it in your sights, and if you haven't got that, you know, you can't see the road, you know.
Yeah, having that vision, eh, brother?
Yeah. Vision, and we always have that vision. We're born with that vision, you know. We live by our dreams, and the dream you make them dreams come true. That's how it happens.
Powerful. Well, we can't wait to see you, Mob 2, Deadly. Thank you for the yarn, Bunner. Jason, all the best to you. Yeah. And
we'll
be seeing you in Cairns, and please drop in here at the Murray Radio Station. That'd be deadly.
Yeah, we're actually doing a gig up at Woodjawoodjaw.
Oh, Woodjawoodjaw as well. Deadly.
Yeah, they love us there. They love us.
Mob going to be going off. Oh, that's too deadly. That's too deadly.
Now, don't forget to download those new albums and all the back catalogue of Colour Stone. Poison Planet. Have a listen to that. That's a beauty.
Poison Planet.
Poison Planet. With
Poison
got a big,
Planet.
Big whale eye on
Tribal
it.
Tribal Rights.
Tribal Rights.
Shadow of a Man.
Shadow of a Man, all good songs about our people who, you know, have been activists and fighting for our country, so-called activists, but, you know, you've got to fight for your country, you know, and for the right way to, you know, in respect and acknowledgement of doing the right thing by the land, not just, you know, you come to Australia to buy a block of land, next minute you see the waterfall, you see the caves, I'll have the whole lot.
Yeah,
next thing you know, you've got about, you know, 5,000 bloody miles of bloody country to himself.
Proper. So we jam all your music, and we're jamming the new albums as well. Thank you for the yarn. Looking forward to seeing you in Cairns, eh?
No worries, brother. Take care, my brother.
Bye-bye.
See
you, Jace.
Bye,
Bunner. Too deadly. Beautiful yarn there. Bunner Laurie and Jason Scott from the Colour Stone Band. And Colour Stone are performing here in Cairns at NAIDOC this year. So excited. And they did mention a new mob in Woodjawoodjaw, Too Deadly. They're going to go up there as well. So keeping the music alive. And yarn up strong here on National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie. And you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
If you love me,
if you love me, let me know. If you love me, let me know.
Don't gotta hurry now. We got jealousy.
But I ain't really know, so if you love me, let me know.
We can never be. I've
gotta hurry now. If you love me, let me know. Calling my phone, calling my phone.
Yo.
FaceTime, he wanna see my pretty face. What do he wanna know?
He wanna know.
Yeah. Well, my attention wanna keep me to himself. I told him keep it on the low.
Keep it on the low, low.
So good, I got him obsessed. Now he's stalking on my post.
Stalking on my post.
Spending money, take me shopping, he be doing the most.
But I can never trust a soul.
Baby, I'm by my business.
I ain't playing games.
Really, I ain't chasing these millions.
With no makeup,
I'm still the baddest.
Bitch, dip in the building.
He know I'm the realest.
I think he catching feelings.
But I gotta do me, 'cause when I didn't have it, where was everybody? Now I'm up, they wanna message me and say I'm sorry. They know I'm great, they told me don't forget me when you make it. I tell them where was your support when I came up from the pavement.
If you love me, let me know. 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 'Cause you got me in the zone. But I ain't really know. So if you love me, let me know. If you love me, let me know. If you love me, let me know. If you love me, let me know.
Calling my phone, calling my phone.
Yo,
FaceTime, he wanna see my pretty face. What do he wanna know?
He wanna know.
Yeah. Well, my attention wanna keep me to himself. I told him keep it on the low.
Keep it on the low, low.
So good, I got him obsessed. Now he's stalking on my post.
Stalking on my post.
spending money, tell me shopping, he be doing the most.
Can you hold me slowly? Nobody know me like you know me. Hold me slowly. Nobody, nobody, nobody. Can you hold me slowly? Nobody know me like you know me. Hold me slowly. Nobody, nobody, nobody.
Deadly Yarn there with Colour Stone. That was Colour Stone. Poison Planet. That's the one, a new album, new song coming from their new album. And having a Deadly Yarn with Bunna Laurie and Jason Scott. We have Colour Stone coming to Cairns for NAIDOC this year. So it's Deadly Yarn. And also give their plug of their new song. And there it is, Poison Planet. Have you seen Yarn Up Song? 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up with Michael Angela Newey. Very good morning, my brother. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very good morning.
Good morning, my brother. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where you from, Michael?
I'm a universal man.
Universal man, beautiful. Yes, yeah.
Just like Taga in the universe.
Mm.
Yeah, the warrior in the universe.
Yes.
Yeah, because we own this planet.
Yes, my brother.
We're stuck in it. We're stuck in it.
Mm. A good place to be stuck. Beautiful planet.
Yeah, beautiful planet. And
we need to look after it, brother. Global climate is real, is it not, Angelo?
Yeah. It's getting destroyed by sorcerers, man.
Yeah.
And all the evil aliens on this earth is destroying the earth. Drilling for oil, drilling for gas. digging up the earth, you know. Leave pollution everywhere, you know. All these, you know, they have serial killer genes. And they're destroying the earth. I don't know, because they hate themselves or...
Greed, brother, greed, greed, money, money.
Yeah, weird. It's like really weird stuff, you know, like, because the end game is always death, you know, like the wars and the, you know, all that kind of thing. They love it because it's all about control. But, you know, when we talk about aliens, you know, but these demonic ones on this earth, you know, they're here. You know, they're serial killers, they, you know, they're pedophiles, they, you know, they control, you know, printing money out of thin air to control and enslave everybody with money, and, you know, to, just to keep everybody under pressure, and keep everybody in poverty, and, like they're saying, the rich
to
man
keep in
wealth.
Control is what you're saying.
Yeah, the saying goes, the rich man's wealth is in the poverty.
Yeah,
so they got to keep at least billions of people in poverty.
So they can be rich.
Yeah, so they can do what they like. You know, which is wrong, because that's why, you know, like to have a voice. Where's the First Nation voice at the UN? Where's the First Nation voice when it comes to the G7 summit?
Non-existent, you're saying. Non-existent.
Non-existent. It's like we running around begging, NASA, NASA, give me money, NASA.
Yeah,
you know, all that kind of, you know, all that kind of slavery rubbish, you know.
And it is the 21st century. As days go on and years go on, aren't we supposed to be getting it together, together, to be one?
Yeah, trying to fix up the planet, but they want to destroy it. You know, they want to invest into the Pacific. You know, more mining in New Guinea. What about, you know, they talk about supporting PNG, but all these G nations are, you know, German nations. They all supporting, you know, Indonesian army with the weapons of everything to kill our countrymen, our people in West Papua.
Yes.
That war been going on for like 60, 70 years now, like a 100-year war there.
Exactly.
And they, you know, millions of people going missing in West Papua, and nobody give a damn about it. You know, you got
exactly.
the Fly River and other rivers in PNG polluted. You know, people can't grow crops. You know, mothers are having miscarriages. You know, mass poisoning. But no one give a damn about it. You know, the whole world is bad.
Suffering.
You know? Yeah, because, like I said, demonic aliens are hiding inside the Vatican. They're hiding inside, you know, the old little crib everywhere in Europe and America. They're hiding in bloody Buckingham Palace. They're hiding everywhere. And they're roosting the nest and calling the shots. You know, like I said, they play in the Monopoly game. And we are trying to go fishing and go hunting and do our own thing.
The cultural way.
Yeah.
We've done for many years.
Yeah, it's like we've been surviving in the rainforest long before the dinosaur wiped out, you know. That's why you see all the meteorite coming into the earth now. It's a sign of weakness in the gravitational force around the earth. Because the sorcerers want it gone. You know? They want to destroy the earth. You know, they're hiding. They're not hiding, but they're out open. They're creating wars over the centuries. You know, they want Rome to rule again. You know? The Fourth Reich to rule again. And they all, because all of Europe and England and all the Roman Empire split up. When Rome collapsed, they all became what? They all became different enclaves, yeah? Enclaves, yeah. But they all Roman enclaves sort of thing, yeah?
Yeah, for sure, my brother. Exactly.
They're not different from, they're all the same.
Mm.
You know, the realm raped and pillaged everything in that walks.
Yeah. My brother, so true, so true. I've got to move for the next show. Poor man, my brother, but thank you for the yarn, Angelo. You stay black, you stay deadly, stay strong. Keep in touch, please.
No worries, Bala.
To deadly, Bala. Deadly yarn there, Michelangelo Newey, TSI man, and always having his say in regarding where we sit as First Nation people here on the Big Island. But you can yarn up song as well, 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
This song is dedicated to the families of the Indigenous brothers and sisters that have been victims of this sickening, reoccurring trend that's better known as death in custody. For the ones mistreated by the law and the justice system, rest in peace, you're gone but you're never forgotten. Black, yellow, red.
I really don't understand why it's a frequent occurrence. Got me questioning why my people, they get so nervous around a person who was sworn and off to serve and protect. Any civilian don't really matter what color their skin. But for some odd reason, we have brothers and sisters dying at the hands of the police while they're in jail cells or in custody. Too many tragedies and too many deaths. Now stop the deaths in custody. Yeah, it's gotta be said. There be a public outcry for many deaths without explanation from murderers with a badge that be across the nation. And politicians don't really give a damn, cause it's just another black man. How can you call yourself a struggling when my people dying every day? Oh, that's right, it's the same old shit, just different day. When will this country ever change their racist ways and realize we ain't going nowhere? We're here to stay.
Tell me why only my people get hated. They die in custody without no explanation. Mistreated wrong just cause the color of our skin. We be like outcast in our consumption. They only see the bad and negative. That number ain't embracing the jail system. Justice is so very different when you be native. Public outcries, many protests, but no changes.
I wonder why did Kevin Rudd get sacked? Oh, that's right, cause he apologized to all the stolen blacks. Why didn't Eli Dougherty's killer get a life sentence for running down a poor brother who turned out to be innocent? Why you think Dumage's death that caused a big riot in the media broadcast? Them blacks causing violence. What about the sister girl in Pearl who was feeling sick in jail? You seen the footage, she was bashed cause she asked for help. They used the same old excuse, so she died from natural causes. So an investigation isn't really important. If it's natural to be bad while you're locked up, we don't stand a chance against these corrupt cops. So on behalf of myself, a proud black man, rest in peace and my condolences to all the fams that lost a son and daughter while they were in custody. When will this treatment never stop? I'm gonna say my piece. Only my people get hated. They die in custody without no explanation. Mistreated wrong just cause the color of our skin. We be like outcast in our consumption. They only see the bad and negative. That number ain't embracing the jail system. Justice is so very different when you be native. Public outcries, many protests, but no changes.
The justice system is so unfair to us Indigenous people, and we wonder why it don't get advertised. Maybe it's the color of our skin, or maybe it's the gene that the convicts have within them where the bad treatment just don't stop. My people die in custody at an alarming rate, and it seems that fish nobody cares. So I just want to ask a question, can you tell me why?
Is it bad to ask the question why many of my kind been victims or they affected by discrimination that's against us? Cause racism is evident. Can you tell me why this treatment and these ways still exist? I don't understand why we gotta prove innocence. And if we don't, then we guilty. It's the way that you stand. Cause many stories untold of all the deaths from the law. And there's a public inquiry, record proof is at fault. It don't make the headlines on the paper or the news. Tell me why it's covered up, all this death and abuse. Even though there's outcries, protests, and many more just for my people who have died inside behind those steel bars. There's still no change, and they don't believe in a treaty. I just wanna know why all my people always mistreated. But it's obvious we're black and proud. Did your best to wipe us out, and you're still trying. I'm here to let your secret out.
Only my people get hated. They die in custody without no explanation. Mistreated wrong just cause the color of our skin. We be like outcast in our consumption. They only see the bad and negative. That number ain't embracing the jail system. Justice is so very different when you be native. Public outcries, many protests, but no changes.
Thank you. my foot is a river, but they're skipping stones. It'll freeze, come the winter, but you think I've choked. So shatter all the edges, trying to keep me broke. You break up all the truth, I'm gonna leave no hope. Tell me why you keep me running now. Till the thoughts that ain't nothing now. Tell me why you keep me running now. Until it's time to let it go. Know your ocean ain't gonna hold me. When you don't try to be stuck for the time.
Twisting Words, that's Militia here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn there with two deadly brothers. We're talking number two and number three. We're talking junior, senior. We're talking Anthony Mundine, the man, Chock, and he bought his beautiful son, and that's the third, Anthony Mundine the third. And we talked to the young brother who just signed up with Marlins Basketball, NBL, here in Cairns. That's the old Queensland State League, but now playing for Marlins here in Cairns for the NBL, which is reserved right to the NBL, and that's the lad's aspiration. A very good morning to you, my brothers. How are you?
Doing good.
Doing good, Anthony Jr., the
fine,
third.
Fine weather out here.
Fine weather out here. And Chock the man, my brother. Hey, the man. You good, brother?
I'm deadly, man. I'm deadly on a regular basis.
Yes, exactly.
Always high, like you, brother Trev. Always got the high energy and...
Live life to the fullest. While we're on that subject, brother, just saw you on TV there the other night with St. George.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a deadly come to the last minute?
Yeah, it was
minute?
Deadly. Yeah, it was, you know, obviously had a lot of history at St. George. Played in two grand finals with him, 96 and 99.
Yeah,
built a lot of mates, and all the old boys caught up too, so all the old players come there, and it was good to see them. But, yeah, it was obviously... Indigenous round and me and Nathan Blacklock walked the brothers out, so it was an honour.
And young Zoe Raymond, who did the artwork for the St. George Indigenous rounds, and it was great to see them win in that last minute,
it took a blackfellow to kick that kick. Tyrone Sloan,
that's right, picked up his winger and the outside
and there you go, that's all she wrote.
Too deadly. Now, Chuck, quickly with you before you go to your beautiful son. Retired now from football, of course, boxing.
Yeah.
What are you doing at the moment?
Yeah, I've been retired, brother. I got the Monday Mindset program.
Yes, that's right.
That's
been yarning with Timmy Duggins about that.
Brother Timmy's the manager of that.
And, big shout out, Timmy Duggins, Darwin.
Yeah. Anybody that wants, a workshop or. Corporates, community based, whatever it may be, just to change life through my story and how I overcome the hardships and whatnot to achieve what I've achieved.
Yes.
And you know, obviously, a lot of blackfellas can relate to me in that sense because we're always fighting the system, always fighting for a place. Mm. And through my story, you know. It's one of a kind story. It's never been done.
Exactly.
In the history of sport, not just Australia, all around the world. Yeah, from a team sport. Being the best at the time and the highest paid.
And then go to an individual sport.
Down to an individual with boxing. Become
world champion.
Three-time world champ. But, you know, and racism is a big key. That's why I left rugby league in the first place. You know what I mean?
Okay, brother. Yep. Exactly. There it is. And racism, we've got to stamp it out. In sports, that's in school, that's across the planet.
It's all about education. We've got to educate the people, black and white, to, you know.
Well, you're not born racist, Chalk.
You're not born racist, you're taught racism.
Taught racism, you know that's what I mean? Right. We've got to stamp it out.
It's just unfortunate that this country, from generation to generation, has been embedded into the psyche of the Australians.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So that some of them don't even know they're racist. They're ignorant to the fact that they...
White privilege?
Exactly.
That's a word that comes out?
Yeah. So, you know, it's about educating and making them see what's wrong is wrong.
Okay, so that platform you got there, that vehicle you use, so that's your business entity. So yeah, what's that called?
That's called the Mundane Mindset.
Mundane Mindset.
MundaneMindset.com. If you go to MundaneMindset.com, you can get all the information and you can book me for...
Fantastic.
The Mundane Mindset. But I got my sister's in the disability space.
Okay.
So we started our own Aboriginal company called Miban.
Miban.
Which means in Bundjalung, eagle.
Eagle.
And we started our own company to service to people, like service people by the people.
Yeah,
but wanted to be like a family environment where they're getting service right, getting service with love.
Yeah.
That's Miban. And then I got a construction company, MGM.
Okay.
With my good close mate of mine, Ghosh Durher.
Okay.
Who's been in that industry.
Big shout out, Ghosh. Yep.
Ghosh. He's been in that industry for 25 years.
Good. Okay, brother.
And we're starting to hit the tier one spots now, starting to win some work. And just basically giving brothers and sisters
opportunity.
Give them jobs.
Job opportunity or career platform opportunities.
Exactly. Yeah, but we want to upskill them.
Yeah, brother. Yeah.
To let them, you know, to run their own electrical company or run their own plumbing country.
Well, like I say, brother, we need more black success in this country, that's but not only on the football field.
That's what I'm saying.
Across the board, brother.
That's what I'm saying.
Chris, speaking across the board, let's go to Anthony Mundine the Third, Junior. Here we are, my brother. Welcome to the program. So you virtually signed up with Marlins Basketball here in Cairns, which is the NBL 1, which is reserved rated NBL. You have future aspiration to play NBL, yes?
Yes, indeed.
So tell us about your high school. You just finished high school in America. Tell us that journey and what you did over there, my brother.
It was a good experience. I was playing over in Ohio. The game over there is very different compared to what it is like in Australia. Yeah. Like the pace.
Even at the high school level.
Yeah, the high school level, like the pace, the intensity, the... Just like everything, even some of the rules.
Physical.
Physical. Yeah, sure. Very they're big physical. Boys, aren't they?
And they're athletic. They're all, everyone can dunk.
Everyone can dunk.
Yeah, basically. So, yeah, but.
So, let's ask the question, can you dunk?
Of course.
Of course, I mean, stupid question,
You've seen me dunking since I was like.
That's right, Murray from Currency. In action. Many times, brother. So, you did 1 year of schooling at the high school.
Yep.
And then you come back here to Cairns. Were you playing basketball? Were you based in Sydney, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm based in Sydney.
Were you playing down there?
Yeah,
in the competition.
Before I went over to America, I was playing in the juniors for Sydney Comets from 12s through 18s. And then once the season ended, I just thought it would be a good move to try something new, like get out of my comfort zone a little bit and play overseas, see what it's like.
And so, what made you come to Cairns Marlins?
They got a good system here, and
have
Coach
a good
Kerry.
System, yep.
Coach Kerry, he's
Coach very, Kerry Williams, who yeah, former very, NBL and yeah, played with the Taipans. Yeah. Yes,
yeah, very good coach. So I thought, you know, he would understand the game like same as like a player because he's been a player.
Yeah, and he's a black man too.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right, brother.
Best for his development. You know?
Yeah, sure, yeah. Exactly. I want to give a big shout out to Timmy Duggins, who's been part of this conversation as well.
Definitely. Yeah.
And Timmy Duggins, Darwin, first national player at any sport.
Yeah.
Timmy Duggins played for Cairns Taipans, but played for Cairns Marlins as well, and won championships. So I believe he was in that yard that negotiated.
At the moment, he's managing it.
Thank you. Well, there you go. I didn't realize.
Take care of his affairs.
Timmy D. Okay.
Take care of his affairs in the boxing sense. I mean, in the basketball sense.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay, fantastic. Well, that's good, brother.
Yeah, Timmy and Kerry, they play a big influence on the move up here, so
good. Now the NBL one season has started.
Yeah, it has started.
It's in like around 7-8, I think.
Okay, right. So they got you in there.
Yeah.
So but when are you suited up? When's your first game?
It's just a matter of time. I just need to put my head down and just stay focused, keep working. And
cool.
Hopefully, I can just.
Yeah. You know, so you'll travel away with the NBL with the Marlins side.
Yeah.
Is that
how
it works?
Well, you got to prove that you're in your spot.
Yeah. Okay, right. Yeah. How do you do? You play in competitions here in Cairns?
No, we don't want nothing easy. We want to. Yeah. He's got to turn up the training, show the intensity of training, show what his talent at training.
Yes.
And earn that spot to, If he gets good enough, he goes, well, all right, well, he's good enough to get picked. This week, we'll take you with him this week.
Sure, so
it
okay.
It could be the next week, could be the week after. We don't know.
Yeah. And just, it's a patient game.
Yeah, it's a patient game.
As you just said.
And I'm willing to work. Just,
you're willing to work. That's
I'm
good, brother. Yeah.
So I just want to play, you know what I mean? I'm itching right now.
But I will emphasize with that, and to our daily listeners out there, we've got Anthony Mundine, the man, Anthony Mundine Jr., the third, and you're not travelling on Dad's name. Like, Chuck, you never travelled on Dad's name. Love and respect your father, but you did your own. Did Dad play rugby league?
He played rugby league, a few games with Ref and All Blacks, but he wasn't no prominent player. He found boxing when he was 19.
Okay, there you go. But you made your own way.
I made my own way. Yeah. At the end of the day, he's going to have that synonymous name, Mundine.
Sure, forever.
So he's going to have that attention.
Sure.
So it's pressure. It's whether he folds under pressure or he rises to it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think, you know, with his mindset, with his hard work, I think he can rise to it.
Yeah, and looking at your attitude, my brother, and I've seen you play, and the attitude goes with your talent, so that will help you rise and be successful, my brother.
Yeah, most definitely.
Well, enjoy your time here, my brother. Of course. We'll be watching you. We're supporting you on. We're shaking our pom-poms and steering you, my brother. Yep. And the family base here at home as well to help you with your stay here in Cairns, my brother.
Yeah.
But we'll be seeing a lot more of you. Then you'll be coming up watching Great Chops.
Definitely. I'll be back to watch him and support him. I want to take this time to thank Cairns Marlins. I want to take time to thank Kerry Williams because he saw him play the Nationals.
Yes.
Under 18 Nationals.
Sure.
I might have been under 16s up in Darwin here.
Yes.
So he knows what he can do.
He knows what he's got.
And he's got potential. And we just got to work on that potential.
Powerful.
I'd just like to thank him for giving me this opportunity to develop myself while I'm up here.
Grab the bulls with both horns, my brother. Yes. Okay, my brothers, we'll talk off air. Chuck, good to see you. Anthony the man. Anthony Mundine the third.
Yeah.
One love, brother. And so we'll be cheering you on, my brother.
Thanks, brother. Too delicious.
Appreciate it. Beautiful yarn there with the Mundine family. Fantastic. And now we have Mundine here in Cairns. Anthony Mundine the third. Junior just signed up with Cairns Marlins in the NBL 1. Aspiration go NBL. So there it is. So come down, watch him play. All you mob there, Marlins supporters, basketball supporters, come and watch the man throw down. Too deadly. Have your saying, yarn up strong. Tomorrow, 1-800-422-416. Too deadly.